Grandma and Grandpa make a really good ham for breakfast. Grandpa told me he uses salt to make it taste good.
And did you know that Christians are supposed to be salty too? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you joined me today. You know, in Matthew 5:13, Jesus said this, "You are the salt of the earth." Why salt? It keeps food from going bad, and being salty keeps us from going bad. Plus, it's tasty, so it can make the message of Jesus appetizing. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Now for our story. It's entitled, Salty Christians. "This sure is a good breakfast, Grandma," said Nathan, taking another bite of ham and eggs. "I love this ham you fixed." "Well, thank you," said Grandpa. Nathan grinned. "Sounds like you're taking credit for Grandma's cooking." "I'll take partial credit and Grandma can have the rest." Grandpa grinned. "I cured this ham and it's very good if I do say so myself." "You cured it?" Nathan's eyes twinkled. "Was it sick?" Grandpa laughed. "I think you know that curing a ham refers to the process of preparing it so that it doesn't spoil and has a delicious flavor," he said as he took another slice of ham. "But did you know that you're supposed to be like this ham?"
"Be like the ham? Me?" Nathan looked puzzled. "What do you mean?"
One main ingredient in the curing process is salt. It helps keep the ham from going bad and gives it flavor, Grandpa explained. And in the Bible, Jesus calls believers the salt of the earth.
"Does that mean we're supposed to keep the world from going bad?" asked Nathan. "How are we supposed to do that? It seems pretty bad already."
"Yes, the world is full of pain and problems because people sin," said Grandpa. "When we look at all the hurt and hatred in the world, things can sometimes seem hopeless. But they're not hopeless because Jesus died and rose again to save the world from sin. As Christians, we need to flavor the world with the hope of Jesus. We need to let others see his love in our lives and point them to him. And that's what it means to be the salt of the earth." Nathan smirked. "So we need to be salty Christians?" Grandpa chuckled. "In a good way, yes. We need to trust and follow Jesus in everything we do and not follow the way of the world. Jesus said if salt loses its flavor, it's not good anymore. It's tasteless. That's why we need him to fill our lives with the delicious flavor of his goodness and love." Nathan nodded. "Grandma, can you please pass the milk? This ham is making me thirsty." "Why do you think that is?" asked Grandma, reaching for the milk.
"Because of the salt," answered Nathan. "Popcorn does that too." He paused. "Hey, I get it. If we're salty Christians, we make others thirsty for Jesus."
Well, how about you? Are you a salty Christian? Are you flavoring the world with the hope of Jesus? Are you sharing his love with those around you? When others see his goodness in your life, it can make them want to know Jesus too. Trust him to help you keep your salty flavor as you go out into the world so others will be thirsty for him. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13.
"You are the salt of the earth."
And our key thought for today, be a salty Christian. If you want an easy way to make time for God every single day, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.